526939.
Hi, Grandad, it's Matthew.
Yes, Matthew. That's nice to hear from you.
Yeah.
What have you done wrong now?
I haven't done anything wrong. In fact, I'm doing something particularly right.
Oh, good.
It's surprising because I'm using some equipment right now that is recording what you are saying.
Oh, yes.
It's recording our conversation.
Is it?
And I've borrowed a mini disc player. Do you know what mini discs are?
Yes, I know what a mini disc is, I think.
Yeah.
It's attached to the computer, isn't it?
No, this one isn't. It's just like a Walkman type thing.
Oh, I see.
Right. And I'm borrowing it for the project that I'm doing at college. And that is about stories that have been passed down through the generations.
Mm-hmm.
So, I need to know if know any that have been passed down a long time, or maybe just...
What sort of stories?
Things that people in the family have done, maybe, during one of the wars or something? Or
well, you know about your great-great-grandfather, Charles Cully?
Oh, yeah, that's one that I had in mind, actually.
Captain of HMS Active? That got wrecked on Granton Breakwater in a storm because it was a sailing ship, it didn't have an engine, and it dragged three anchors during the night and finished up on the breakwater. It had a crew of about 20 odd and only three survived. Two of them were washed over the breakwater into Granton Harbour, and the other one managed to crawl along the breakwater to safety. But the three survivors, strangely enough, according to the report that we got 90 years after it happened, because it was, they put a 90-year blanket on these things, and when we saw the report, we were very surprised to find that the inquiry was a court-martial of the three survivors, would you believe? Not just an ordinary inquiry, a court-martial. That, we've all come to the conclusion, and also Tim Harris, he's Captain Tim Harris now. I think you met him at the family gathering. He looked at it, and he said what a dreadful report it was, because there was so much missing from it. You know, the questions that should have been asked were not asked. So, rather interesting that the report was so sparse, it looked as though someone was trying to cover something up. The story that I was always told was that it was a naval exercise that was going on, and HMS Active, which was my grandfather's ship, was made guard ship off New Haven Harbour, and he protested because he was on a lee shore in a sailing ship. That meant he was, you know, it was a bad place to be stationed. Well, he was told to just get on with it. That's the story I was always told, but that nothing like that appeared in the report when it came out. Anyway, your dad's got a copy of that report.
Yeah. So what time of year was that? Was that in winter or?
It was in winter.
Yeah. So, do you think it was snowing?
I don't think it was snowing. It was a hurricane. You know, a real blow. And of course, in those days, first of all, there were no coast guards on that part of the coast, and it would have been very dark because street lighting would only just sort of come into use. And apparently, according to the survivors, rockets were fired, but apparently nobody saw them. But if you read the report, that tells you all that.
So, was there a kind of a... What happened to the report when it came through? Did it go to you first, or...
No.
No.
We knew that there would be a report at the end of the 90 years, yeah. And it was my brother Harry who got it, and then he had it copied and sent it out to my brothers and to me.
Right. So, what was happening during between these 90 years that...
Nothing.
So...
Nothing as far as that incident was concerned.
So they were trying to cover it up?
Well, no, that's just the rules of those, everything like that had a 90-year rule put on it, you know, nothing was to be published. I don't know whether it's still the same, it may still be. But this is sort, you know, this is... Everybody talks about freedom of information, but we haven't really got it yet. If they always put a 90-year block on things like that. I thought there must be something like that, because when I worked for the Admiralty, I became friendly with one of the librarians at Empress State Building where I worked, and I asked him if he could find out anything about the active, but he drew a blank because, of course, the thing was completely undercover,
yeah.
So he couldn't find out anything for me. Does that help you at all?
Yeah.
But your dad has a copy of the report if you want to read the whole thing.
Yeah, I'll probably use that as a resource.
One of the remarkable things, as far as I'm concerned, was that I was always told that the ship was wrecked off Granton Harbour. But in point of fact, it was wrecked on. Now, I don't know whether that... the word off was used diplomatically, if you like, because I often walked along Granton Breakwater, and so did the rest of the family. I think we would have taken a different view of it if we thought that the ship had actually been wrecked on it. So I think that the word off was used instead of on. I asked my mother about it, but she was only 5 years of age at the time, and she couldn't even remember her father. That's not surprising, since he would mostly have been away at sea up to, you know, for her first 5 years. So she wouldn't know him very, very well. Right, I can't think of anything else.
No, well, we've had nearly 10 minutes so far. I'm watching it count up.
If you're interested in family history,
yeah.
Your other, your great-grandfather, my father,
yeah.
He was trained as an organist. And when his first job was at Weems Castle in Fife, Scotland, where the Earl and Countess of Weems used to live. And he went there as an organist to play in the chapel and also to play the piano in the evening while they were having their dinner.
Yeah.
And he also had to teach the children music. That was when he was about 17. I don't know how long he had that job, but then World War I came along and all that sort of thing disappeared. And after World War I, the Earl and Countess couldn't afford to live in Weems Castle, you know. All the nobility lost out at that time. They couldn't afford to manage the lifestyle that they had before World War I. So, how does that help you, or doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. That's two, isn't it? Two
yep.
Different stories, so I've got a choice now.
I can't think of any other notable incident of that nature.
No. Well, I think I'll have enough to write up.
You think you have enough to enough information to start you off?
Yeah. So, right, and there's some information in this house somewhere that I've got to look for as well.
What's
The files of something, isn't it?
Documents. The wreck of the active.
Yeah.
There's also some cuttings from the Shetland Times, I think it was, about that were published about the time of the disaster, because prior to serving in the Firth of Forth area, the active had been up in the Shetlands as a sort of fishery protection vessel and whatnot. So my grandfather and the ship were known in the Shetland Islands. Right. So what else is going to happen in your end? You're getting near Easter now, aren't you?
Big
Apple.
Yeah, I've got a holiday to plan.
Oh, yes.
So
we'll find out what you're going to do there.
Yeah.
And the best of British luck to you.
Yeah.
How is everybody? All fit and well?
As far as I know, yeah.
As far as you know.
Yeah.
Good.
Emma's German friend is round.
Oh, she's arrived.
Yep.
Oh, yes, she arrived. Yes, today, was it? Or yesterday?
Yesterday, I think.
Oh, yes, so. And you can speak.
She arrived here today.
You can speak a fair amount of German, can you?
Yeah, I could probably just about regurgitate it all and see if it makes some sense.
Yeah, you should. You should practice. It's well worthwhile.
Yeah.
Practice makes perfect, as you well know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says, not very convincing.
Well, it does, yeah.
Was that it?
Yeah, I mean, I've probably got enough to write up. I've got to do a double page spread.
Hmm.
So, yeah. And with the information that we've got, I could probably use that as a... I might be able to scan it in and use it as a picture to put in with the text. That's the plan, I think.
Okay.
Yep. Is there anyone else you want to talk to while... Yeah. My dad wants to talk to you.
Dad wants to. Right.
Right, thanks for the information.
Okay, Matthew, always happy to oblige.
Yep. Right. I'll speak to you in a few weeks maybe and see what's happening.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. Bye then.
Bye.